last evening, the Santa Ana Consolidated Local Schools held their monthly Board of Education meeting that was held in the High School Media Center that began at 7 p.m. The meeting began with members of the FFA, led by Mr. Brad Rindler, providing a presentation to the board on their trip to the National FFA Convention. They highlighted many of the experiences that they were able to have and how it better informed them of opportunities within the agricultural field. Superintendent Adam Putoff provided an update on the strategic plan development, articulating that the listening sessions with the community went really well, which provided great feedback and directionality for the district leadership team to utilize in developing the strategic plan for the district. Over the coming months, the district leadership team will be meeting to develop the strategic plan for the district, as listening sessions within our district will continue with a focus on student and staff input within the process. Mr. Putoff also articulated that the senior citizen breakfast will be held on Wednesday, December 11th, starting at 8:30 a.m. in the high school commons. And those looking to attend should call central office at RSVP to Sherry. The breakfast will highlight a variety of talented student performances, a wonderful breakfast, and great company. So hope people attend, and those that do, please RSVP with central office. Treasurer CFO Jen Bruns presented the November five-year forecast to the Board of Education, which can be found as an attachment within the board agenda located on our website. High school principal Eric Rosenbeck highlighted various activities, such as Doc Wendell taking students to Honda for Honda Manufacturing Day, the C-Frames PE class visiting the Mercer County Elks, and Mrs. Knopf taking students to Crown for their engineering career day. Middle school principal Kyle Kunk highlighted Veterans Day assembly that was led by our eighth grade class and teachers. It was a great program that recognized and honored our veterans. Eighth graders also led Veterans Day assembly and activities in our elementary as well, which showcases leadership and service. He also highlighted our wreath speech contest winners, Daniel Fullenkamp, Adeline Busher, Kylie Bullenbacher, and Nora Sweeterman, who will have the honor of presenting the wreath to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier when they visit Washington, D.C. this spring. Mr. Kunk also discussed that seventh graders took a visit to area businesses to learn more about manufacturing, visiting JR Manufacturing, Pax Machine, Lincoln Electric, Port Recovery Industries, and Crown. Elementary Principal Courtney Imwally highlighted the St. Henry Lunch Club. They have begun in pairing high school students and elementary students together. They eat lunch together twice a month. They currently have 19 high school students participating, which is awesome, and provides the opportunity to build relationships and present good role models to our youth. So thank you to Ms. Imwally and Mrs. Overman, who have led the charge in this positive experience for those students. Within the consent agenda, the board approved the following donations: a $3,000 donation from Bo and Jane Gass to the baseball account, $1,000 from Jim Dipple, Mercer County Civic Foundation, to our high school council, Tis the Season, and a $200 donation from Hopewell Grange to the elementary library. So we're greatly appreciative for all those donations. The board also approved TriStar Advisory Referral 137 to purchase a 2015 JLG lift for $51,000 for the Construction and Ag Mechanics Program at TriStar. The board approved the then and now purchase orders for Farm Equipment Company in the amount of $5,787, which was for the purchase of the new wall pads in our high school gym. The board also approved that the Santa Fe School District is following requirements set forth by Policy 8500 that considers the requirement of the Ohio Revised Code 3313.814 that governs food and beverages sold on school premises. The board approved amendments to fiscal year 25 annual appropriations and estimated certificates and resources as follows: network connectivity grant $600 and the OSLN grant for $5,000. Also approved the transfer and disposal of activity funds and accounts in accordance with policy 6610 to approve the following fund transfer and dispose of the fund after transfer. So fund 296.24, class of 2024, in the amount of $108.18 to fund 018-9400, which is the high school principal fund. Personnel report. The board approved FMLA for Julie Bergman and Shannon Knoth. The board approved the list of athletic hires for the 24-25 school year. Gary Clooney, varsity assistant softball. Jim McCoy, volunteer softball. Alyssa Lewis, JV softball. The board approved the resignation of Megan Keller as food service director and Terry Bills as maintenance supervisor. Terry has served Santa Fe School District over the past 30 years, and his knowledge and leadership has enhanced our facilities and operations of our schools. Thank you to Terry for your commitment to Santa Fe Schools and we wish you the best in retirement. The board approved Julie Worling on a one-year limited contract, classified contract to serve the district. That is our food service director, and Jenna Wagner on a one-year limited classified contract to serve as our assistant treasurer accounting specialist. The board also approved the minimum wage at $10.70 per hour, effective January 1st, 2025. The board also approved the November 2024 five-year forecast as presented by Jen Burns, treasurer CFO. The next board meeting is scheduled for Monday, December 9th at 7 p.m. in the High School Media Center. Go Skins!